Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. We're diving into something super important today, self-compassion. I know, it sounds a little touchy-feely, right? But trust me, this isn't about getting all gooey or letting yourself off the hook. This is about building a foundation of kindness and understanding towards ourselves, which ultimately helps us navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for mistakes, even the tiny ones? You know that feeling when your inner critic is on overdrive, making you question everything you do? Yeah, I've been there too. But here's the thing: that constant self-criticism isn't helping anyone, least of all you. It actually creates more stress and anxiety, making it harder to cope with challenges. Self-compassion is about recognizing that we're all human, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer a good friend who is struggling. So, let's break down some key takeaways for cultivating self-compassion in your daily life. First off, acknowledge your struggles. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Accepting our imperfections is the first step towards healing and growth. You wouldn't scold a friend for having a bad day, so why do you treat yourself that way? Remember, it's okay not to be okay sometimes. Next up, practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, pause and take a few deep breaths. Observe them without judgment, like clouds passing by in the sky. Mindfulness helps us create space between our thoughts and our reactions, allowing us to respond with more clarity and compassion instead of reacting impulsively out of anger or fear. Third, remember that you're not alone. We all experience pain, setbacks, and moments of self-doubt. Connecting with others, whether it's through conversations, shared activities, or simply knowing that there are people who understand, can remind us that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. You know, sometimes just hearing someone else say, "Hey, I've been there too," can make all the difference. Speaking of connection, don't underestimate the power of self-care. Engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul is crucial for building self-compassion. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath to going for a walk in nature to reading a good book, whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Finally, practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of appreciation for all that you have. Let me tell you about a time I struggled with self-compassion. I was working on this big project, a real beast, and I kept hitting roadblocks. I started getting super frustrated with myself, thinking, why am I so incompetent? I stayed up late night after night, pushing myself to the brink, but I wasn't making progress. Then my friend reminded me to take a step back, breathe, and be kind to myself. He said, "Avery, you're doing your best. It's okay if things aren't perfect right away." His words were like a light bulb going off. I realized I needed to treat myself with the same understanding and patience I would offer a friend in the same situation. So, what are the key takeaways here? Remember that acknowledging your struggles is a sign of strength, not weakness. Mindfulness helps you create space from those negative thoughts, and connecting with others reminds you that you're not alone on this journey. Don't forget to prioritize self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. And finally, practice gratitude for all the good things in your life. Self-compassion isn't a magic bullet, but it's a powerful tool for navigating life's challenges with more grace and resilience. So let's make it a daily practice starting today. Want to share your thoughts on self-compassion? Head over to our social media pages and join the conversation. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Calm so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with insights and inspiration. Until next time, keep it calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.